Yes, if one of them fell into Kaffa and burned within sight of the fountains, that would be too bad indeed. And the bitch in the white robe? Why, she'd only put her hands on her hips and throw back her head and laugh as the world ended. So much depended on the man whose weary, rational voice now filled the cave. The Dark Tower itself depended on him, for Brautigan was a man of staggering powers. The surprising thing was that the same could be said of Shimi. 2. Test, 1, 2, test. 1, 2, test, test, test. This is Ted Stevens Brautigan, and this is a test. A brief pause. The reels turned, one full, the other now beginning to fill. Okay, good. Great, in fact. I wasn't sure this thing would work, especially here, but it seems fine. I prepared for this by trying to imagine you four, five counting the boy's little friend, listening to me. Because I've always found visualization an excellent technique when preparing some sort of presentation. Unfortunately, in this case it doesn't work. Shimi can send me very good mental pictures, brilliant ones in fact, but Roland is the only one of you he's actually seen, and him not since the fall of Gilead, when both of them were very young. No disrespect, fellows, but I suspect the Roland now coming toward Thunderclap looks hardly anything like the young man my friend Shimi so worshipped. Where are you now, Roland? In Maine? Looking for the writer? The one who also created me, after a fashion? In New York, looking for Eddie's wife? Are any of you even still alive? I know the chances of you reaching Thunderclap aren't good. Ka is drawing you to the Divar Toy, but a very powerful anti-Ka, set in motion by the one you call the Crimson King, is working against you and your Ted in a thousand ways. All the same,